This is Akaswani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chugu. The government has refuted a message circulating on social media claiming that the government has launched a scheme offering a free laptops and is accepting applications for it. The fact check unit of the Press Information Bureau has termed the claim fake, saying that no such scheme has been announced by the government. PIB has also said that such messages are often attempts to collect personal or financial information. It also advised citizens to avoid forwarding such messages without verifying them from official sources. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held the signing of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the agreement will forge stronger economic partnerships, boost investments and enhance market access for Indian exporters, calling the signing of the FTA a landmark for the ties between India and New Zealand. The minister said that the FTA will also unlock new opportunities for innovators, entrepreneurs, farmers, MSMEs, women and youth. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday called on Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at New Delhi and sought continued support for strengthening critical infrastructure in the border state. CM Khandu extended his gratitude on behalf of the people of the state and said that the state has witnessed unprecedented development in infrastructure, especially in the border districts, which has not only strengthened security along the long international borders, but also uplifted lives of the locals residing there. In the meeting, Defence Minister has also assured CM Khandu that all the proposals and projects in Arunachal Pradesh will be considered in the right earnest. With the monsoon fast approaching, the Tirap District Administration has stepped up its preparedness, holding a review meeting today to ensure that systems are in place to tackle floods, landslides and other challenges. The meeting chaired by Assistant Commissioner N.L. Nam at the DC's conference hall brought together officials from across departments for a coordinated plan of action. The meeting stressed the need for round-the-clock monitoring of river levels and rainfall with immediate reporting of any unusual rise to the District Emergency Operations Centre. Officials were further instructed to ensure timely reporting of any incidents through the fastest communication channels, followed by detailed reports within 48 hours. Departments also told to submit their disaster management plans and SOPs to update contact details of nodal officers. With the objective of creating awareness among the people of Dapolijo Township on proper waste management practices, the Public Information, Education and Communication carried out a sensitization campaign on waste segregation was successfully launched by the Urban Development Department, Dapolijo, today. The campaign was initiated by Assistant Engineer Urban Development Tate Nalo along with Town Magistrate. The initiative has been undertaken in view of the growing volume of waste generation in Dapolijo, which is posing serious environmental and public health concerns. The district administration, in collaboration with Department of Urban and Housing, nominated as Sapai Metras to disseminate and raise awareness campaign door-to-door in township areas. A special POXO court has sentenced a 44-year-old man to death for repeatedly raping his minor relative while escorting her from Sepa to Doimukh in 2019, terming the offence a rarest of rare case marked by extreme breach of trust. Special Judge POXO Dr. Hirendra Kashyap convicted Lakang Talang under Section 376(2)(f) and 506 of the Indian Penal Code, Section 6 of the POXO Act. The court awarded capital punishment, observing that the convict is a repeat offender and posed a serious threat to society. In shooting, Indian shooters topped the ISSF Junior World Cup 2026 standings in Cairo with 16 medals, 5 gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze. Indian shooter Hemant Burman won silver in the men's 50-meter rifle three-positions event with an impressive score of 351.7, marking India's first shotgun podium at the Cairo meet. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.